CD1 U.S. Representative Donald Norcross, D1, is running for a fourth term. He already has a Republican challenger, Joshua Duvall. The congressman has $1.3 million cash on hand to Duvall's $5.50 K, according to the Federal Election Commission. Against the backdrop of Norcross's brother George fighting Governor Phil Murphy, politics watchers see the potential for a Democratic primary challenge in CD1. Some progressives see Working Families Chief Sue Altman of Camden as a strong primary challenger, but nothing's official. CD2 first elected last year, U.S. Representative Jeff Vandrew, D2, $546K cash on hand, wants a second term in 2020. Looking to take back the district they lost with the 2018 retirement of U.S. Representative Frank Lobiondo, R2, the Republicans are already lining up to face him. They include Brian Fitzherbert, Robert Patterson, and David Richter. Movement conservative Seth Grossman, who lost 46-52% to Vandrew in 2018, could also get in the developing contest. CD3 having just barely knocked off U.S. Representative Tom MacArthur, R3, U.S. Representative Andy Kim, D3, wants a second term in the Ocean Burlington District. Insiders are closely watching this year's LDA contest. Republicans in particular are gauging the battleground strength of incumbent Assemblyman Ryan Peters, R8, who could emerge as a GOP challenger to Kim. Kate Gibbs, who twice lost countywide but has solid labor support, is another GOP option. In this environment, there's a wing of the party insistent on a woman to take on Kim. Former State Senator Diane Allen, R8. Probably not. In the twilight. Still, the Ocean County has yet to weigh in. CD4, it must be a lonely feeling to be the only member of a party, in this case Republican, in the congressional delegation during the Trump era. That's veteran pro-lifer U.S. Representative Chris Smith, R4, who last year defeated Navy vet Josh Well after Well beat progressive Jim Keaty in a competitive Democratic primary. As of rigged now, three Democrats have lined up ahead of 2020, David Applefield, $56K Co., Tiffany Kashuba, and Christine Conforti. The always politically activated Keaty is said to be weighing another run. CD5 pre-President Donald Trump, this was the most obvious general election congressional battleground in the state. U.S. Representative Josh Gottheimer, D5, is navigating a primary and a general. In the former, he will face Arati Kriebik, a freshman Glen Rock councilwoman and neuroscientist. At least two Republicans, Frank Pallada and Mike Gasely, are vying to take on the incumbent Democrat in 2020, and 2018 loser John McCain still has $59K in the bank. But fundraising specialist Gottheimer sits atop a daunting pile of money, $5.7 million, according to the FEC. CD6 with $2.5 million cash on hand, veteran U.S. Representative Frank Polloni, D6, faces two primary challengers from the AOC wing of the Democratic Party, Russell Srinchoni, $0 Co, and John Hsu, $4 Co, according to the FEC. CD7 in pursuit of a second term, U.S. Representative Tom Malinowski, D7, has $1 million and change on hand, according to the FEC. The district will stage at least a GOP primary showdown as party science State Senate Minority Leader Tom Keene, Jr., R21, $421K Co, must first vie with Rosemary Becky and, according to the FEC, Tom Phillips, $3K Co. As with all the battleground districts, establishment Democrats in the vicinity of the 7th crave low drama at the top of the ticket. CD8 U.S. Representative Albio Sires, D8, $182K cash on hand, does not appear at this time to have a challenger, either in the primary or general. CD9 U.S. Representative Bill Puskrell, D9, $1.5 million Co. wanted Joe Crowley of Queens to be Speaker, and when Crowley lost, the Patterson congressman jumped feet first into the circle of the Green New Deal rival of his old former colleague's political circle, famously asking U.S. Representative Alexandra Ocasio-Cortez de New York if he could join her squad. That didn't deter Zenobia Spisakis, $26 KCO, from jumping into the 2020 contest as a Democratic challenger in the Patterson-dominant district. Englewood Mayor Michael Wilds has a campaign account open to and $791 K in the bank, according to the FEC. CD10 U.S. Representative Donald Payne, D10, has $92 KCO, according to FEC. Two Democrats, John Flora, $5 K, and Eugene Mazzo, have campaign accounts open, and so does Republican Ana Rivera, but a high-energy contest in New Jersey's most Democratic Party-dominant county does not appear visible at this time. CD 11 in possession of $1,149,000 cash on hand, political star U.S. Representative Mickey Sherrill, D11. Pursuing a second term in 2020 has not at this time allowed a GOP challenger to gain any oxygen. Republican Rainier Pritton has an account open with $297 stacked. CD 12 having won the seat in 2014, U.S. Representative Bonnie Watson Coleman, D12, has $161 K cash on hand in pursuit of a fourth term. Last week, Councilman Mark Rizzoli announced that he would be switching his party affiliation from Democrat to Republican to challenge the incumbent Congresswoman.